Resolution 23-629, moved by Councilor Haskam, second by Councilor Ryland, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby reconvened into regular open session of Council at 6:30 p.m. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. In the spirit of reconciliation and cooperation, we wish to acknowledge that the land in which we gather is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and the Mississauga people. Its boundaries fall within the Robinson-Huron Treaty of 1850 and the Williams Treaty of 1923. We are grateful to live here, and we thank all the generations of people who have taken care of this land for thousands of years. To honor the suffering of Indigenous people and the love and wisdom they have carried for thousands of years, we pledge to work in community and harmony with each other and the environment we have and work towards truth and reconciliation. Take roll call.
Councillor Morley Haskam.
Councillor Nick Ryland.
Councillor Debbie Zubot.
Councillor Mike Hakkinen.
Clerk Administrator Ida Watkinson.
Director of Operations Greg Gostick.
Deputy Clerk Charlie Britton.
Mayor David Moore. Any declarations of pecuniary and or personal interest in the general nature thereof? Hearing none, we'll accept the closed session. Resolution 23-630, moved by Councillor Kekkonen.
Yep.
Okay. Second by Councillor Zulak. Be it resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby accept the reports, recommendations, and directions arising from the closed session held October 3rd, 2023. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Okay, delegation presentations. We have the Prairie Sound Downtown Business Association, the Maple Syrup Festival. If you wish to come forward, I think the mic is active.
Hello, how are you? I'm April Denman. I am the executive director for Prairie Sound's Downtown Business Association. Nice to see you in person. I only ever see you on Zoom.
Sorry?
Nice to see you in person. Yes. I only ever see you on Zoom.
Okay.
So tonight I'm here to let your council know about a new event that Downtown is putting together for May 4th, 2024. So this will be our first annual Maple Syrup Festival. The event will be held in Downtown Parry Sound. It's intended to highlight agricultural products produced in the Parry Sound district. So that's why I'm here. At a minimum, this will include maple syrup, honey, wool products, and any other products appropriate for the event. We'll have additional vendors, a lot that frequent your McKellar market here through the market circuit. We'll be offering a pancake breakfast, horse-drawn hay rides around the different areas of the event. We'll have a beer garden hosted by Trestle and Legend. There'll be entertainment, live bands, and other typical things that we see at festivals and events. In addition, we're running a butter tart contest, which will be open to all residents of the district. I know there's some really good ones around, with a sizable monetary donation prize that's been given by a private resident. So they'll get that money and bragging rights, of course, to carry them through to the next year. We're inviting all the mayors and reeves from different municipalities to participate, not only in our advertising brochure, but also to act as judges for the maple syrup and butter tart contests.
That sounds good.
We haven't had anybody deny that request yet, so I think so we could appoint somebody if not willing yourself. So what are we asking for from McKellar? We're asking for participation in our brochure. So this brochure will be, we're asking for one page with a picture, a couple of paragraphs about how collaboration in these types of events throughout our district foster growth in the area, or whatever message you think is appropriate. The cost of the page is $1,000, but that's just to cover the cost of the printing of glossy books or expensive. And we'd also like to know if you have a list or if any of your counselors or staff know of any maple syrup producers, honey apiaries, or anyone else in so any information you can share with me, that would be great. The festival is largely modeled after Amville's Maple Syrup Festival. They've got almost 60 years of experience with their Maple Syrup Festival, and it's like grassroots involvement and giving back to the communities. So we're hoping to raise a sizable amount of money with this festival, with half of it going back into the communities. So we'll put together a little group once the event is over, and it can be a collective agreement on where the funds go, and the other half will help us grow the event again for the following year. So if you have any questions now or before then, feel free to reach out anytime.
Do you have something from Elmville as an example of what they put out? Or?
So
I know yours will be different. But.
Yeah, so their booklet was really hard to come by, so they print about thousands. I think they're up to 5,000 copies now that they print, and we have one. So it's not with me today, it's with my partner. There is a flip book that will also be, so there'll be a digital copy that will be on our website and available for them. So I apologize, I do not have a physical copy. I did reach out to their VIA, but we can't seem to have an extra one filled in.
Go ahead.
When is their festival? Elmville's.
When?
Yeah.
It just passed.
Oh, it passed. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, right next door to Elmville there, Richie's Beads and Needs, they always have those booklets in there.
Okay. I might reach out to them.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
They always have them. Because whenever I've been in there, I've seen them.
I used to live in Wasaga Beach, and so I know, it was very close behind Wasaga Beach, and I know that it was just a huge thing. It felt like you were parking in Wasaga Beach to walk all the way to Elmville to get in. So we're hoping that it will. We've had some really good response from other municipalities and other organizations that we
Yes.
What is the date you're thinking of?
It's May 4th.
May 4th of next year, okay.
Yeah, 2024.
Were there any reach outs to Powassan? I know they did a maple syrup festival for years as well.
Yes.
Has that been investigated? Sure if they're still
doing
it.
And I kind of did the circuit this summer and attended a lot of the festivals as far away as I could, and obviously locally here at the markets, and reached out to as many. So I did get in contact with quite a few. Yeah. We also got in contact, my partner, Frank Kalesbuwe. He has some maple syrup. He does he has a few small trees that he does, so he's got a contact with the Maple Syrup Association.
Okay. Councillor Kegman?
Yeah, I was wondering about the dates. Yeah, usually maple syrup is springtime.
Yeah.
But with the amount of cruise ships coming in the summertime, I don't know when the first one comes in, but that would probably be a pretty major attraction for when the cruise ships come in. So.
Yeah, so I did talk with the security at the town dock, and they are expecting one in that weekend. So it would be a really good thing to, our first Maple Syrup Festival would definitely be an attraction for the whole cruise line to say that, they're bringing them over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Councilor
Hanson? I don't know if you've spoken with our market manager, Jan Gibson. Have you spoken with her at all?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because she would probably have more knowledge of maybe some of our local producers of maple syrup and honey than we may even, so.
Yeah, you guys have a great market. It's a fantastic market.
Yeah.
We like it.
Yeah, I'm sure Jan has dozens of contacts, lots of vendors at a market. They change from week to week or whatever, but lots of vendors there would fit them all.
I was in contact with June at the Perry Sound one as well, and so they kind of sent like a mass little email out to their vendors to sort of earmark the date. I know it's really early in the year, so weather will, dampen some things, but the markets have run rain or shine in the past, and if it's looking that way, we may rent a big tent and put it down by the waterfront in the open parking lot. Or a couple of different areas to try to house folks so they're not too cold and wet.
Yeah. Well, Well, one thing about like vendors, our market here, they all have their own tents, so they're good for, you know, rain or shine.
They're so resilient, those guys.
So we're diversifying, I guess, is that the idea? You mentioned a number of different products. I know Midland has just butter tarts, do they not?
Yes.
And then Paris, I think, is advertising now something about a tart festival, so... You're diversifying for a reason, is that?
We are. Just like if you attend the markets, like there really is a wide range of agricultural products and homegrown businesses. So, and we have noticed with our own downtown businesses that having these markets is really good for everyone. You know, it kind of draws everybody in, the markets and the downtown. So it was a partnership. So we just want to kickstart that a little early for next year.
Other questions? Good. Thanks very much. So I'm sure you'll be in touch with our clerk. And
okay. Thank you.
And
I appreciate your time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
So I'm just wondering, how does council, do we discuss this at budget time, or when would we sort of make a commitment if we were to make a commitment?
Well, she'll like I said, they'll have to put this book together, and it's $1,000 a page by the sound of it. So. For our page, and it might be pre-budget because I think they'll want to get things rolling before the May. But
we might still have some funds left in the discretionary. I'm not sure, but I can check with Roshan in the morning.
So we have a resolution to accept this presentation, and
that's all.
Is there another resolution to? So
just
at an upcoming council meeting, there'll be something, or
yeah.
So didn't really ask for an amount from us, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's at a page, and it's $1,000 a page, so.
Oh, if McKellar wanted
a
page.
For advertising and that, yeah. And,
Like McKellar shares $1,000?
Yeah, I think that's the way she worded it, yes. The, I think, whether she'd use the word collaboration, certainly working together, and I didn't want to cross an amalgamation at that point. But that's another thing to consider as we do this. So, well, we were involved in the past, if you recall. They had a lumberjack thing that they used to have down at the beach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that worked well for a couple of years, I guess, but they didn't get the turnout that they were hoping year after year, so it never really developed. And this one, like I say, there is competition in the area, so they're going to have to do something different to draw people into. Now, the dates might help, that they're not conflicting with other places, but... It seems like all the small towns are doing something like this to draw the crowd in, to get them to come there for a reason. Yeah. Which is something like McKellar does with the market, you say, and it's just unfortunate that we don't. Well, there are some spin-offs, I guess, in our area, but anything in Parry Sound, the spin-off's going to be in Parry Sound, usually. And it'd be nice to have something like that out here, too. Well, Jan is keeping it going. And we don't have too many spin-offs. We have some other producers who are starting to take advantage now of the market, and they have their own places, even though they're not advertising at the market. And if we just had more places opening up, I think it would be good advertising just to do it locally. But it's a start, and we'll see how this goes, I guess. It's good that they're interested in trying something like
mm-hmm.
this. So then, and I think the idea of the ship coming is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
They can tie that in, yeah. I have resolution 23-631, moved by Councilor Ryan, second by Councilor Haskin. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the deputation from April Denman, Executive Director of the Parry Sound Downtown Business Association, regarding the upcoming Maple Syrup Festival. Call the question. All those in favor? No, opposed? Carried. Updates from Public Works Department. That old dreaded colored sheet again, but some of them are crossed out now.
We're gaining.
Oh, okay, sorry. We've got a motion first. Resolution 23-632, moved by Councilor Zubach, second by Councilor Kekkonen. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation, Sancho McKellar, does hereby move into Committee of the Whole at 6:45 p.m. to discuss public works updates with Director of Operations, Greg Gostick. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Yeah, there's just certain areas I think that we can just highlight and go from there. You can just give us updates. And the first one was under signage, the 50 ahead sign and also the 50 kilometer sign. Nothing from MTO yet on that?
Nothing from MTO on that. I've asked to I'll put a separate request in away from the community safety zone. So hopefully at least the 50 will be considered first, get that in place, and then either or, one or the other. But usually when you ask for two things in one grouping, it never goes anywhere. So it's bad enough generally to get them to make up their mind for one thing. But anyways, I've asked for the request to be down at the, by the marina for the, you know, as you discussed, the base of the hill.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Yeah. She, the lady I was in touch with, will not be back in the office until tomorrow. So she must be on holidays. So
sorry, somebody on Zoom?
No, it's all good.
Oh, okay.
So I would expect sometime within the next week she'll respond back to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we're in that area, I guess, and it just came up about the entrance to 152. That whole subdivision in there? And you
yes.
looked at another entrance, did
yes.
you? Okay, can you just fill us in on that?
So I've I haven't approached MTO yet, but I've surveyed out a section of a new section of road, which is currently where the old barn used to be. So it exists, or the entrance would come out there, straight into the highway.
That'd be a 90 degree there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the whole road, that whole 152 would be moved towards the pit side more, so coming out. And I mean, it's an expensive venture to put that in. There's going to be turning lanes involved, I'm sure, both ways. So it's going to be expensive to put that in, but how many accidents can you have before it's deemed too expensive?
Have we had accidents?
Lots.
Really?
At 152? Yeah. Both sides, my side and their side.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Not so much in the last 6-8 years. There was one. There was 6-8 years ago. It'd have to be an OBB thing to go back on the incident report. We probably have that information. Was in our municipality fire departments, right? We'll be called to all that. So,
yeah.
Yes, there's quite a few accidents right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I'm wondering, when you talk to MTO, I'm just wondering how much we're going to gain by moving it that much further south, or should we be trying to move it even further south? I remember years back when that whole subdivision went in, the suggestion was the bottom of the hill going in, and never did develop for some reason. But
I know the request was put in then, but you know what? It's just a matter of an email, I think, to get somebody out to have a look.
Yeah.
And then make a decision. That's where I suggest, but maybe they have a better spot, like you're saying, down the bottom of the hill. I don't know why 15 years ago it was turned down, but maybe now with the volume of traffic and speed, they may reconsider.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of rock to be taken out up top, so
yeah,
they may allow it down there.
Because I'm just thinking there too, even if the road does go in, you've got 153 that we have to be concerned about getting access to it, because they've come right now to the highway almost and sort of cut our fiber at 153. It's Evergreen, is it?
Yep.
Is it called? Yeah.
Yeah. So they would just come straight over to the,
right.
Yeah.
Would township be responsible for having them come straight over? Is that the idea?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we discontinue the use of that current entrance,
right,
and establish a new one, we would have to give them access. It's just what would have to be done.
Yeah.
But we might as well start that process, I'm thinking, if that's what the council would like. But I think we should at least get their MTO's opinion, maybe in writing.
In writing, it'd be nice.
Yes. and in writing.
And a time frame.
And a time frame. It's hard to get anything, but let's, you know. Well,
let's start.
Let's start. It'll be 2 years out before we get an answer, I'm sure. I'm just throwing that out there now. It's been 6 or 7 years for other answers, but I would think 2 years would be an appropriate time frame for an answer.
Yeah. If we move that entrance, say, wherever, the two options kind of thing, like right now it doesn't have turn lanes either way, and if we're just strictly replacing that exact same entrance, would they require any turn lanes?
I probably don't know for sure.
Know
for sure. Like, a lot of businesses are required to put the one turning lane in, so I don't know. I would think probably.
Well, we're just going to stay residential. It's only exactly the way it is right now. Like, that's our intention, I believe. So that's a question.
Yeah, that's a question for them.
Yeah.
I presume there'll be at least the right-hand turning lane coming in to get the traffic off the road, but I don't know about the other way. That's still the one that would be the costly one.
Yeah. That would, yeah, it's just so ridiculous amount of money. Probably.
Yeah, like you're north of $300,000 there very easily. So.
No. You're talking overpass, are you?
That's just right.
So, with there being the pit there, would they want the separate lane?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
It's going to boil down to that. That'll be the quagmire in the. Most likely.
Yeah.
It's something to talk about. I can put the request in, find out who to contact, and restart.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm just going to skip down through here, and if somebody else wants to jump in, I got F because of the time of year, the Balsam Trail. I don't know whether the signs.
Oh, it's been done for months.
Oh, has it? Okay.
Oh,
great,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. That was done. I did it, right after the last meeting. That was done then, because I didn't want to leave it to the end like this. I wanted people to look at the sign and kind of remind themselves hunting season, they should be, you know, a little more proactive.
Yeah. When's moose season start here?
2 weeks.
2 weeks from now?
Yeah.
Councilor Kagan?
I'm just wondering if we can somehow have a summary report or some type of summary of what has taken place, you know, dates and or actions required, because this sheet does not, you know, we're guessing at, you know, if anything has been completed. When you look for the minutes, the last time it refers to is items added since July 4th, 2023 council meeting. Then it says committee of the whole, director of operation Greg Skostick to answer questions from council regarding public works activities and projects. So you can't even look at the minutes to determine what was discussed, and, you know, if there are projects that are on the go or if anything has been completed. So I think if I don't know if it's in the minutes or there's a supplementary report that's provided to ensure that we know where things are at.
I think it'd be good to have this is where asking NTO to put things in writing. It'd be nice to have something in writing. Like then I wouldn't have to ask, for instance, about the signage for the Balsam Trail.
Yeah.
I haven't visited, but I mean, that's what I should do, I guess, to go and visit.
Well, no, you don't have to. Yeah.
But no, I think that suggestion's good. Just you're doing these things and they're up to date.
Yeah, so
we're not informed.
So my plan is to keep you guys informed. Rather than put out a monthly report, I was going to do a seasonal, like a construction season report. That way, what's been done for the entire summer up to this point. You know, moving in the winter, you'll get a monthly report for wintertime. I don't know. We plowed snow.
Yeah, it slows down a bit in the winter.
Yeah, but or maybe more apt to be a quarterly in the summer. Like, to do a monthly report when you're halfway through the job. Well, I mean, if you want that, that's fine. But I think at least a quarterly report, and then... It's a little long right now. I was waiting to see what's happening with the barn and whatnot, but it's all done now. And hopefully the ball field was in there, but it's not. So I'll get you something this month, October, and then maybe quarterly after that. This is like right now, especially for the wintertime. Wintertime is pretty much a given what we're doing. Unless there's breakdowns and stuff. And then I'm always in touch with you guys anyways, firing news off emails. So, yeah, usually there's something going on.
How's quarterly sound? Councilor Zulak?
Quarterly?
Mm-hmm.
Just while we're on the 124, back up. Is there any more on the speed sign that you were going to try and get a permit for?
Yes.
In the village?
Well, more. Yeah, it's a step in the right direction, so hopefully we can get some action.
Okay.
It's, yeah.
But you're starting...
I didn't give up on it, but not too sure. We have to put them on trailers.
Oh.
It's just trashy. It's so trashy. But I mean, we can make nice trailers, I guess. my problem with the trailer thing is not so much this end of the east end, it's the west end of the township. Where can we possibly put a trailer when we've got a half a mile of flex beam all the way along the highway? Whereabouts would they possibly let us put a trailer with a...
Well, put it there and they'll tell you where you can't have it.
Yeah. I mean, I like the signs. They work.
Yeah.
But they're picky on that.
One more.
Yeah.
The barn, the stuff you said, everything's gone, so where is it?
There's one pile left, about this high,
okay.
That's there for anybody who wants it for a donation to the library.
Oh.
The rest of it was either powder, so dry rot, and or mush. Because all the good barn board was already taken off of it,
yeah.
So actual barn board, there was none.
Yeah. Which was the rock?
Yeah, there's still piles of rock.
Piles of rock. And is that advertised or anything so that people know if they want?
Oh, it was, but you're saying advertise differently now rather than RFP, just put it out there.
Yeah, like you're saying anybody if you're coming for a donation, nobody would know that though.
No, they probably wouldn't know that. No. Unless they inquired.
Yeah.
And so far there hasn't been any inquiry? Has it?
Yeah.
You're
in?
No? Like,
no, I haven't.
No, we haven't heard, like, there for a while everybody and their brother was looking at it. So after the last meeting, there's lots of people in, looked at the barn, because they knew we were going to tear it down, and nobody's come forward because they realized how bad the barn was.
Mm-hmm.
It was too bad. You know, really. But we did save some nice corner rocks. They're pretty cool. The old timers, man, they took a lot of time building those rocks. It's just pretty neat. Like, I'd like to keep a couple for ourselves.
Yeah.
Just even having somewhere here, and, you know, it's kind of neat. Not that the barn was anything special, but it was sure a landmark coming into the village.
Yeah.
When you come to the big barn, you know,
you're there.
Yeah.
Down to bridges. I'd asked you about this before. The inspections, you say the 2021 inspections here somewhere in the office?
Yeah, 2021's here. And 2020, this year's 2023, has just been completed. So we won't receive that report probably until end of November.
November.
Yeah. That's usually when they send it out. But he was just in touch with me Monday or Tuesday, Monday, I guess it was. Asking for some information on the in-homes bridge, but everything's completed now. So.
And who's the engineering firm?
GHD.
GHD?
Yeah, they used to be Aecon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they went out on their own, got a group of guys from Aecon, so it's GHD now.
Okay. And they operate out of?
I think it's Ajax.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the repairs or estimate, I guess you were getting from RHH, I guess, for the Herdville Bridge, for the railing? What?
He hasn't designed it. We got him swamped with Deerfield and all that kind of stuff now, so.
Right.
Yeah.
And speaking of Deerfield.
Yep.
The tender documents, any idea where they are on the line when they're going to be available?
So he's
working on the survey.
I think that the design, once he gets the design figured out, survey and design, then you'll see some sort of tender document, yeah.
And rather than leaving it open-ended for him, does he have any end date? Because we have timelines.
Yeah, well, you know what, I can get talking to him. He's right on it right now, I know that, but time frame, I could get something. What are we looking for?
Well, immediately, because we have other things
yeah.
in line that have to
mm-hmm.
be done.
Okay.
And this has to come first before anything else can.
Well, I can get on.
See, I think these are things that need to be in this
yeah.
summary of what we're discussing here so that we can discuss on this date, we discuss these different, these topics. Otherwise, we look back in this and we have no idea, you know, when we discussed any of these things and what any of the resolution or any of the direction sort of going forward or what our comprehension of what is you know, our expectations. I think we need to have some type of firm word, you know, summary of what these discussions are.
Which he's committed to, so I'm just wondering about a date.
Well, not quarterly. We need
a
summary of what we discussed here today so that we talked about timelines.
Right.
We mentioned timelines for Deerfield. We mentioned timelines for, you know, estimate for Herdville Bridge so that we know on this date we actually discussed that.
Well, that's what I'm asking. When you would put out a report after this meeting so that we can see some of these dates that were discussed at tonight's meeting. What are we looking for another report? What time frame before you come back to us? Like you're talking November?
No, I'm thinking probably by the end of October.
End of October.
Like any of this RHH stuff should be...
So would that be satisfactory? The report comes in the end of October? And then he references what we talked about tonight?
I think on the books right now, it's a monthly report. And, you know, this here, when you look back at the dates where we had discussions regarding these items, you can't reference anything that was discussed. And we're talking December 6, 2022, January 3rd, 2023, July 4th, 2023. So I can't even reference, you know, what was discussed or what kind of commitments or what kind of direction that we're taking on any of these things. So I think we need to have some type of reports or even summary in the minutes from that completed by whoever's doing the minutes that these are the topics that were discussed and the timelines that were mentioned.
Yeah, the thing with comments in minutes concerns me a little bit, I think, because minutes are supposed to be without comments. And so I think the written report is better than somebody trying to decide what was talked about here, who agreed to what. The written report makes sense. And these things, I mean, we always have the tape to go back to, but you're right, that's rather difficult to go back through and who said what, when. Councillor Haskell.
Yeah, I was going to touch on, Mike didn't mention minutes, you didn't really talk in favor that day, but that's what I was almost thinking, it would be more accurate if staff at this point did take accurate minutes. Now, whether they're sub to our normal minutes, but some sort of what was talked about at this meeting, you know, the basically conversation and be put in some sort of format. Because let's face it, they're probably staff, I'm sorry, Greg, but they may do a better job than you as to what maybe Mike's asking for. Like, basically what is being spoken right now so you can go back and reference this kind of thing. I think that's something I, or whoever's taking the minutes of this, could even go back to the recording and get everything thing in place. That would be more accurate than Greg leaving here and going, okay, we talked about that and this. Is that a good suggestion?
I think that's good. I mean, at some point it's going to have to come back to Greg with what he's actually doing, because the
mm-hmm.
staff here won't know. So I think the dates that he comes up with and when we're going to do this, and I think Greg can do that.
Yeah, like right now I'm paying so much for RHH, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, and MPO, for instance.
Right.
Like, they're all very generic time frames.
But I'm thinking, even if you could say, on such and such a date, I contacted them.
Oh, I will.
This was a reply.
Yeah.
So that would help.
Yeah. So, you know, for Bob, I'll push him a little bit. He knows he's under the gun for even that bridge. It's just that bridge is re-engineering the whole railing system. It's not just a matter of,
right.
you know, it's a guardrail both sides. You know, there's a lot more into it. He's got 1,000 other, not that saying that, so what, hire him more on, but he's busy. So, and we've hired him out pretty good this year. But I'll keep pushing him. Can I promise a date? That's the problem. I can't promise a date. I can promise I'll have an answer by the next council meeting, but that may be more appropriate.
Yeah, but in the sort of in between the two meetings, I guess.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
You can say, this is when I contacted them. Like keeping a sort of a log
book. Log book, yeah. I do, yeah.
Yeah. That would be helpful.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm flipping the page, so if you want.
Oh, just one thing. I'm not sure if it's on here, Dave, but I thought I'd bring it up, and I never realized, but is there's actually steel roofing on this building then that now we'll have to get the steel portion done?
So it's not really, it's a steel, but it's a it's coated. So you can walk up there, it's more like, it feels like plastic or fiberglass you're walking on, but it's about a three-layered system. I went up there yesterday, and I think that flat part of the roof will be fine for at least another year.
Where's the section itself? The flat part?
Right here.
Oh, right here? Okay.
Yeah. So if it leaks, it doesn't matter.
Oh.
But so I went up there, and it does float a bit. It should be pretty sturdy. So it's got some wear, but it was in really good shape. For how old?
Yeah, early 90s.
Yeah, so it really is in good shape. It's just we now at least have an idea come next year approximately what that will cost, which is almost as much as the entire roof cost to shingle,
yeah.
Just for this section. And the section goes all the way along front of the hall or the back side of the hall and then into this flat section.
So we were given an estimate, I thought it was $5,000 in the memo.
No, that was, yeah. That wasn't no estimate. That was just talking off of her hat. Yeah. It was no $5,000. It was...
That was from the company itself? Or was
that was in the clerk's memo.
Yeah.
It was an estimate of...
No estimate. Not a written estimate.
The memo for
tonight? It was a guesstimate. And the guesstimate was way out to lunch.
Yeah, I guess to get proper estimates, we'll have to put it for tender, I guess. And then
they give us a price.
So are we talking about this here price that we got for? Are we talking about this?
Should be.
So when did we get that?
Was it this week?
A guesstimate of around 40,000 or something?
Yeah,
I've seen that memo, which I guess, and I think it's a memo where that we'll have to put it out for tender just to follow the procurement. Which
that's
is fine.
Right, but at least now we have from 5,000 to that price.
Yeah, we'll have to budget for it, so I guess that's kind of a figure we could use going into next year.
So I'm lost because they shingled the whole roof?
Yes.
So is this like those steel gutter things that are coming down that are green?
Yeah, you see, yeah, so that comes off this flat area.
Right.
That drains the flat area.
So that's on top of the shingles?
No.
It's under
separate. It's a separate roof altogether. This is a perfectly flat roof up there.
So do they have to lift the shingles to put that?
No. It can be done as a separate job. Yeah, two separate roofs, basically. I'm not too sure why it was done this way.
So is it steel? Metal? Is it metal?
So it's got membrane, it's got fiberglass. This one does. I don't know what the new one would be. Rubber. There's about a three-layer system up here.
And is it rusted or leaking, or is it just the color?
No, it's... I went up on it. It'll last a full year for sure. You may want to get an engineer in to have a look, but it'll definitely last a full year. Beyond that, I'm not going
to
say.
So it needs to be. It needs to be replaced. It can't be. What I'm getting at is that. Do you need to have new stuff, or can it be painted? Is that?
Oh yeah, no, because it's lifting, it should be replaced.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not lifting like a shingle would lift. It's just separated from the membrane underneath. So when you walk on it, you can start to feel it lifting. And that's just from the sun and stuff beating on it. Yeah.
Any idea why it was done that way?
Why it was a flat roof here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they were fairly popular at the time for
yeah.
people who got the contracts. A lot of flat roofs, and some
yeah.
of them didn't hold up too well.
You know what? I went up there expecting nails and stuff to be sticking up and being a mess. It's not that case. It's just, it's starting to separate. So it's starting to show its age, but Leak-wise, I can't see anywhere it would leak. So.
That's a positive.
Yeah.
On the other side, under services, boat ramp, we've had a couple emails just recently. I think I forwarded one to you. I don't know whether you got that or not. Concerns about the lakeside boat ramp?
Yes.
I think you'd done some repairs
mm-hmm.
in there, and it was okay. And now people are saying that it's back to the way it was. Sort of, there's still holes that people are having trouble. So
at Lakeside?
At Lakeside. Yeah. So all I'm suggesting is maybe another look at it to see what's happened in the interim, because I told this person that you had repaired it, and there were positive signs. People said it was working well, but now there are more complaints. So maybe somebody did it in the interim. So just another inspection of that area, Lakeside in particular. And also sent a couple pictures, came through, said some of the rebar that was in as exposed now. I guess that's in the concrete.
Is this Lakeside?
Lakeside.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently there were two pictures that this person had sent saying that it's exposed. So that should be covered somehow. And additionally, you're making a record of all these, right? I don't know what kind of surface you put on Lakeside, but in the turnaround, the cul-de-sac, the Lakeside Crescent, I guess.
Yeah.
It's lifting on the one side or something is coming off and from vehicles turning, I guess, and that should be repaired before it gets destroyed. So I haven't been in to see it, but I'm just passing that on to you, and it's an email that I forwarded to you as well. So you should have got that today.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Those were concerns at Lakeside. So the ramp itself, the exposed rebar, and then the cul-de-sac too is deteriorating, I guess, in places. So just to have a look.
Some heavy traffic in there.
Yeah.
It was perfect. Not too long ago. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but, well.
I just mentioned that since we were talking to you tonight.
Well, we'll take a look at it. You can only that's wear and tear, and people don't know. Treat
yep.
the roads properly, we can't be there babysitting, you know, constantly.
No, I agree with that. But I mean, if it is something we can repair.
Oh, we'll take
so,
a look at it.
Yeah.
Of course, we're going to repair it. We'll see it.
Yeah. Okay. And you're talking as well with the boat ramps, I think sometime in the spring maybe, to look at more concrete or a slab or something
out
of the water?
So I contacted M&R. To see if a permit would be required for Lake Shore,
yeah.
To tidy up the edge there at the water, so we'll see if what their answer is, and my timing for doing that may help their decision whether we need the permit or not. I'm hoping to do it first thing in the spring when the water is drawn down on the lake. So if that works, then we'll go ahead and do it.
I think Councillor Zulak had asked about the railing at the...
Yeah. Oh, I finally found the guy. Talk to him tomorrow. So,
okay.
Yeah, finally. So everybody else is so busy, the normal two that would do this kind of work, and they're out. So I finally found a local guy. So I'll be talking to him tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it goes good. I think by the... Depends on his schedule. This fall, it'll still be replaced.
Good.
Yeah.
Great. Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Go back to Stewart's Park.
Mm-hmm.
Were you able to get in there and...
Not yet. Yeah. not yet.
Okay. And also the washroom?
Yeah. Well, it should have been done.
I haven't been
there. Yeah, it should have been done. I sent them out there right after you and I talked. Yeah.
Stewart's Park.
Wait a minute. Oh, this is at the beach area?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because something had been approved there, so along with all the weed, I went in again to have a look at it, and it was much better than the first time we looked at it.
Oh,
it's
improved some, but not to where we should be. Yes.
No, but
yes.
It looks like some work was done on it.
Oh, yeah, we did, and they're out today doing the playground equipment, too. So underneath the swings and stuff is all road utility.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's good.
The entrance permit, you said, has been approved?
Yes.
For this lot?
Yes.
And you said that they were meeting for talked about Grant, Roshan, and some others? Did that meeting take place? Or?
Well, I'm sure by the end of the week or so, Roshan should have some information.
And that would be for all the grants, or just... you don't want to tell Logan. It's a surprise.
It's
we need dates.
Yeah, you want dates. I know you do, but let's just keep it a surprise. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A good surprise?
Probably.
Okay. And budgets and projects down at the bottom there. I just wondered a chart outlining. I'm looking, you know, it's hard enough to do 1 year, but I'm looking at 2-3 years down the road. The things that we couldn't get done this year, can they be put in a chart that we talked about?
Oh, yes. Like I said, I've done that a few times now, and it's, you know, next, so I'll just verbally say what my plan is a little bit here for next year. So Senator, as you know, for next year for sure, 3 kilometers from basically the Middle River, over the hill by your field, to the Lees Road will be done next year. So.
Now, that's what I say, if you set up a chart with the timelines,
yep.
And costs,
mm-hmm.
and maybe also consider what Councillor Haskell maybe before, you know, I hate the word debenture, but what he talked about as well, whether, is that a consideration?
Well, that's in that report I'll be sending, giving you guys, so that would be a suggestion.
Right.
Just to get us ahead, rather than, because we're just barely, the roads are just barely squeaking by right now,
because
just the way it goes. So it would be nice to do Herdville Road too.
So could it be set up, the chart, in such a way that this is what we can afford sort of thing right now without borrowing, and if we decided to borrow, this is what it would look like?
So I think Roshan and I were talking, and probably later on this month, we're going to sit down and go over some money that way. There's no use me putting out a great big wish list and there's no money. So him and I are going to get together. To see how far we can go with the wish list and whether or not you need top debentures or not. I said, just to get us ahead of that. Not ahead, but caught up.
I believe in the past, the municipality used to receive what used to be called the MTO grant.
That's going back, yeah.
Yeah, so the MTO grant morphed into, I believe it's the... Ontario Municipal Partnership. So, you know, I think that really at some point we need to have a discussion if we want to ensure that we do have X amount of dollars, or there's always, you know, work, our road assets are being maintained effectively, and that we ensure that the money that we receive, which used to be the MTO fund for roads, be allocated, which is now the Ontario Municipal Partnership Fund, I believe, have to cross-reference that, but that we ensure that that money goes to roads, and that we look at how the budget is structured to see, you know, how we've been, where we've been divvying that money up, and to see if, you know, that where the money has been going should be generated revenue through tax, through the tax levy instead. So, if a certain amount was initially intended for roads, you know, how did it morph that it's paying for all kinds of other municipal expenses?
Good.
So
we could certainly get that from Roshan, how he breaks it down. And as you say, I think it's 730 mm-hmm. some thousand roughly for the mm-hmm. partnership fund. And if it's designated for certain things like the parkland account, then that's where it should be spent, yes. But he would be the one who would know where that money's divvied up, how it's broken down, I think. So we'd have to ask him, I think, for a breakdown. Because I'm not sure if it's all being spent on roads and such. I mean, Greg would suggest that it's not, because he doesn't have the money. So where is it going? I don't know.
So actually, I think just the way the budget is structured, it seems like... Yeah, we'll have to find out, but it seems like it's under administration, but...
Yeah, we'll have to see how he's breaking it down. Councillor Haskell, you had a point as well.
Not really, but I was just suggesting that maybe the help planning for next year, whether We could have a, say, a budget meeting, like maybe early December or something, once we get a lot of the information.
As soon as we get his chart, that'd be great, yeah.
For Greg, so he can start planning, you know, if we decide to go with projects, or, you know, how budget can go, like we're usually around by May kind of thing of next year before we're approved. So I'm just wondering if we had some information, even if it's just for the roads. You know, a lot of stuff we got to wait anyway, but
yeah.
Meeting with Greg and Roseanne and Gore, some of that stuff.
Yeah, like a lot of, especially for, say, for three major projects, road projects, no problem, I can have that for this year, for sure. So like Center Road, Herdville Road, possibly the third, will it be 1 year? And then the second year, we'll decide then what we want for the second year. But I'd like to see eventually the village be included in some of this. So I'd like to see the village roads be cleaned up within this third, 3 or 4 year plan. So that's part of it. First, the middle section of Hardy's Road is in there. So there's some to be done there, and then Burnett Road, re-micro seal from one end to the other. So there, that gives you an idea of where we're going. And then, of course, micro seal Balsam, and then Broadbent Road, or into Broadbent too. Gonna be sealing those roads up next year. Mm-hmm. So next year's a big construction year, if we want to include all that. Just to let you know, it's gonna take some bucks to do.
Okay.
It is sort of further on the agenda, 20.4 comprehensive asset management plan, but I think that what you're talking about would, if the treasurer could just update the asset management spreadsheet that we do have, so that we can see what was done, what's proposed.
Most of those ones I just mentioned, I think most of them are probably listed in there.
Okay, so
yeah.
So then that's, if we can have an updated spreadsheet
yes.
For when we have the meeting, then we can look at you know, where things are falling, so that there isn't a, you know, 2 years down the line there's a big log jam of things that
exactly.
We're back here that
well,
need to be dealt
see,
with.
See, COVID started log jam on us, and then the bridge damned it right off. So this, you know, we had, you know, unfortunate COVID was here, and then a double whammy. We had to pay for a bridge that nobody budgeted for. So it was two hard years in a row there. So now we have, that's part of Roshan and I this month going over this plan to try and get it back on track. Because it did, it got shuffled around so bad. There was a lot of things being left in.
Now, which one is that from?
So this one here is the original one we received in 2015. So it runs from 2013 to 2022. But I do have the other one that runs up to 2026.
Yeah, the second one that was done, yeah. So this one is more detailed, though, right, as far as what was expected?
Could be. It has the dates of township plan replacement dates. So it has dates, and it has dates when these projects were completed.
Yeah.
And dollar amounts, so it's a good resource for council to be able to look at, and, you know, because this is a comprehensive, it includes not only roads, bridges, culverts, it includes fleet, vehicles, equipment, and facilities, buildings.
Well, when you apply for a grant, that's one of the requirements. Is it in your plan? It's not your thing, you don't qualify.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know.
So,
it's a good idea to keep it updated, for sure. But like I said, Roshan and I are doing that this month anyway, so.
And I guess the question is, since he's using the older one, the new one seems to come up a bit short. It's missing some components. It doesn't have the fleet or buildings in it.
Oh, really? Yeah, I haven't looked at it yet.
So, I guess the other question was, and all of this too, should the newest one be updated? You hate to start from scratch and throw all that out, all that's been done.
Well, no, I don't think we will.
No.
I think we'll incorporate the two, like up to this point, and then we'll just merge the two. That'd
yeah.
be the smartest thing to do.
Like these companies, they come to you anyway, as far as the age of the vehicles and the buildings. They get information from you, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you could easily put this together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if I had, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that falls under Roshan's job description to keep the asset management up to date.
Yeah.
And it basically, in the most recent, the core asset, then it basically did say that it has the, and this, the original one, 2015, was set up that way as well, that it can be updated and kept up to date by staff.
Yeah.
So that the software that they provide or the programs, and with the core asset one that was just completed, 2021, it says that as well in the RFP, that it has to be structured so that staff can keep all the everything up to date without having to contract the company to do it. So
what we end up usually is a PDF, which you can't move, but they must send it in an Excel document to begin with, like the road study that was done.
Yes.
So there must be an Excel document somewhere, the original, somewhere in the office.
It'd be here somewhere.
Roshan. Yeah, so that's the one you could actually work with. And as you mentioned, Roshan responsible, but he'd have to get his figures and prices from Greg, so they have to work together.
I think. We have to get together on it, for sure.
Yeah.
For future estimates, but
yeah.
Expenses that have already taken place.
Oh yeah, he'd have the figures.
So he'd have those figures, so that would reduce what Greg has to provide.
Okay.
And with you know, what has already been spent on which of these assets.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, there was something that came up about the case backhoe. Where are we with that as far as
so
repairs?
It got repaired. It came in what was the last one? So I'm thinking it was don't hold it. Like, I don't know for exact on the figure now, but probably $6,000 over budget.
Yes. And that went through Roshan already, because he seemed to be concerned that...
Yeah, where are we going to get the money from? Yeah, so we're scrambling. Him and I got to sit down and do some scrambling. Where can we, you know, draw a Peter to pay Paul kind of thing, and see if it'll work. I've got some channels hopefully we can take some money from. That some of the projects wasn't overrun on that we did do this year, like slurry seal and stuff. So we haven't got the final on it yet. So once we get the final on slurry seal, I'm sure that'll cover some of our expenses that we lost out on. But it's back together. There was only, you know, it's the repairs to that machine wasn't driver error. The only thing that was from using it was one, the lift iron cylinder was the extra one that I didn't see coming, and it neither did Preston's, but the lift iron cylinder, I think it was on the driver's side, was bent inside the tube and gouged the inside of the lift iron tube cylinder, hydraulic cylinder, so it had to be replaced. So that's where this extra over and above come from. Had to be done, had to be fixed. So it's unfortunate, but the rest of it, like the engine seal and stuff, that should never go, but it did. So.
But it's cheaper than a new one.
Oh no. Fix it. It's just one, like it's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That you might go another 5 years and won't be anything wrong. You know what I mean? Like it's just it's equipment for you.
Yeah.
You know, we got brand new trucks that are blowing compressors and stuff. That should never happen, but it happens. It's you know, it's unfortunate. But.
Okay, anything else from the list there?
There was the community safety zone.
Yeah, I didn't, because that was sort of still in Ms. Jackson's hands. I think she's the one.
Yeah,
spearheading this, so we're sort of waiting on her to come back. I don't think she's
maybe
filed.
She was waiting on you, would she?
No, I think she wanted to set up a meeting.
Yeah.
But I think the best way for her, if you are talking to her, is a deputation again to all of council, so that if she hasn't filed yet, she should be filing with somebody.
Yeah.
And I guess there's a change of command at the OPP too, so I don't know who she's talking to now, but it might be somebody else that she has to talk to.
It's all in the MTO's court, I believe.
We'd have to talk to Ms. Jackson.
Yeah, see if she's filed anything yet. I don't know if she has. I got the impression that she hasn't sent anything yet. So.
I've put the request in, but the actual package hasn't been sent in to her yet. Yeah, that she's worked on all summer to collect all the data and whatnot from whatever she can get. It's too bad that it's a reactive provincial
yep.
thing rather than proactive. It's just the way MTO works. They need proof of actions. They need proof of it being dangerous. They have none of that. So
yeah.
It's hard. It's going to be a hard goal for us to get it, but we'll keep pushing. Like you said, it was tried 15 years ago, and we'll try it again. We'll keep trying. That's all you can do. Isn't that the old saying, squeaky wheel gets the grease? Well, hey, it works sometimes, we'll get the ball field in.
Just one question.
Okay, yeah.
Just one question about the transfer station, Greg. Did you, the gate down below?
So what I'm going to do is...
You were saying you were waiting for that guy to
do
something else.
We went out and looked at it just this week. And what I'm going to do is the bowling gate. I'm going to remove that right out of there. And I'm going to put a swing gate in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just put a regular swing gate and then get rid of that roller gate. It never was any good. Too many people were hurting themselves. Probably Mike, you're probably one of them trying to roll it open at the time. But
it worked fine.
Did it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For 2002 till 2014, there was no problems whatsoever.
Is that right, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, it just went for a real, trying to open it, stiff, something like that. In the wintertime. It's always in the wintertime trying to open it was the issue. So we just put a swing gate on it. Yeah. Chain link swing gate. Same as the chain link for the... So what I was going to do is get the price from the same people for doing the graveyards. Across the faces of both graveyards. So I'm hoping to have that for next year.
Good.
Get at least some pricing per foot or whatever or something so I can present it to you come the first of the year. And we'll go from there. And then I'll get them to include the gate and on top of that.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Open it up to the public as well since it's a committee of the whole. So if you have any questions to our director of operations. Anybody on Zoom? Okay, anything from council? Anything else? I think Greg's sticking around for a couple other things on the agenda. Resolution 23-633, moved by Councillor Haskins, seconded by Councillor Ryland, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar. Hereby rise and report from Committee of the Whole at
7:33
p.m. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed. Carried.